So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. That's Psalm 90, verse 12. Hi, I'm Rob West. If you're a few years from retirement and your savings aren't quite where you want them, you might feel like you've run out of time, but maybe you don't need a time machine to solve the problem. Today, Mark Biller joins us with some encouraging words about beefing up retirement savings. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, Mark Biller is the executive editor at Sound Mind Investing and underwriter of this program. He and his colleagues provide a wealth of biblically grounded wisdom on investing and financial stewardship. He's a good friend and a frequent contributor. Mark, great to have you back.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be back.
Mark, as people near retirement, one question seems to weigh heavily on their minds, and that is, have I saved enough? Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, Rob. You know, even people who've saved quite a lot, they wonder if they'll have enough, and that's largely because there are so many uncertainties related to retirement, especially healthcare related, which tend to kind of accumulate later in life. So the good news is if people feel like maybe they haven't saved enough, all is not lost, and that's what we're going to talk about today. There's one simple solution that really can move the financial needle quite a bit, and that is to work a little bit longer. Now, a few years ago, a study on this topic concluded that at least for some people that are nearing retirement, working even a little bit longer than they'd planned can have the same benefit as having saved a higher percentage of their income over the last three decades of their career.
Interesting. I mean, that seems to challenge everything people value about compound earnings. So maybe tell us a little bit more about that study.
Yeah, sure. So it came out of Stanford in 2018 and was titled The Power of Working Longer. And the key takeaway from the research was this: delaying retirement by just 3 to 6 months has the same impact on the retirement standard of living as saving an additional 1 percentage point of income for 30 years.
Wow.
Now, that's a pretty amazing finding. Of course, for those nearing retirement with the fear they hadn't saved enough, that's a big relief, because a few more months of work does seem like a small price to pay to make up for decades of maybe under-saving. The thing is, Rob, as with any research, the output is only as good as the input, and to understand the results, you have to know what assumptions went into the research. And in this case, that does take just a little bit of the shine off of the study's overarching result. But that said, there are still some important and encouraging implications for those nearing retirement, maybe a little light on their savings.
Yeah, let's dig into that. What were the key assumptions behind the study?
Yeah, so there are four main ones. It was designed around a theoretical worker that we'll call John, and these were the four key assumptions. One was that John began saving for retirement at age 36. He contributed 6% of his pay and received a 3% employer match for a total of 9%.
All right.
Second one is John plans to retire at age 66, which for Social Security purposes is his full retirement age. That's an important one we'll come back to. The third one is John plans to claim Social Security right at the beginning of his retirement. And the last one is that John plans to use all of his retirement savings to purchase an inflation-indexed annuity. That's a little bit of a weird one. We'll dig into that a little more, too.
Yeah, I'd certainly like to know more. Mark, why did delaying retirement have then such a significant impact in their model?
There were two main factors, Rob, and the biggest, first and foremost, was that the higher Social Security benefit that John would receive by waiting even just a few months.
Yeah.
The second big factor was the higher annuity income that would result from him waiting. And that's because the older you are when you buy an annuity like this, the bigger the monthly benefit you can buy with the same amount of money.
Yeah, we'll unpack that after the break, talk about that particular annuity that was purchased and why and how that factored in. Also, how do these assumptions hold up against reality and what practical encouragement can we take away from the study. We're talking retirement, why delaying retirement could make all the difference with Mark Biller today. Plus, we'll be taking your questions on investing and retirement-related topics. 800-525-7000. Call right now. 800-525-7000. Back with Mark Biller after this.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
Few things delight our hearts more than the joy of a newborn baby. Yours or someone else's. Just about everyone, men and women alike, are drawn in by a sweet picture or a video that comes with a birth announcement. Well, in Psalm 87, we're given another kind of birth announcement. A day when people from all nations become members of God's city. Verse 5 says, "Indeed, of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her." And today we can rejoice, because in Jesus this is already in motion. People from all tribes and nations are being and will be born into that heavenly city. Get daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. SoundMindInvesting.org.
The term providence means God's superintending care over his creation.
America's Providential History with Stephen McDowell.
God is at work performing his will in history. And so through this podcast, we're going to be taking a look at the providence of God in the history, and in particular in the history of America.
America's Providential History, available now on the podcast page at AFR.net.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Thinking about retirement, perhaps you're wondering if you've saved enough and it's right around the corner. Well, I've got good news. Mark Biller's here today. We're talking about why delaying retirement could make all the difference. Mark is the executive editor at Sound Mind Investing and underwriter of this program. If you'd like to dive deeper into what we're talking about today, you can read the article that really is behind our discussion today. It's called Retirement Preparedness: What a Difference a Little Time Can Make. You'll find it at soundmindinvesting.org. Mark, for someone just joining us, sum this up, the study that we're talking about today, and then we'll dig a little deeper in.
Yeah, sure. So this study basically suggested that delaying retirement by even just 3 to 6 months could add the equivalent of a 1% boost to your savings rate for basically your whole career, 30 years or more, could be offset by just delaying retirement by 3 to 6 months. And as we said right before the break, there were some key assumptions in there, though, that probably are worth going through real quickly.
Yeah, go ahead and unpack those.
Yeah, so, you know, the assumptions that the researchers made for this theoretical worker, John, may be quite different than the circumstances of any particular individual. So, for example, you may have a higher or lower income than John did. You may have started saving for retirement earlier or later. The performance of your portfolio may be better or worse. The point is there are a lot of different possibilities. And the last point that we brought up about their assumptions were that it assumed that they were going to be buying an inflation-indexed annuity with their full retirement savings, which most people aren't going to do that. We certainly wouldn't recommend it. And one little detail, Rob, inflation-indexed annuities aren't even available anymore. So that's kind of a key point. So,
yeah.
But there are, like I said, there are still some really important things we can draw from the study.
Well, let's talk about those. By the way, Mark's here today. He's giving us his time this hour. And so if you have an investing-related question, even if it's not related to retirement, we'd love to hear from you. Mark would love to tackle it. I know the market's been somewhat volatile as of late. There's a lot swirling in the markets. If you have a question about your portfolio, or perhaps you'd like to dig into your own retirement plans, how are you going to be invested if retirement is right around the corner? Or maybe you're in retirement, wondering what decisions to make here. Maybe you're considering an annuity. Mark's here today. Would love to tackle any of those questions. 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Lines are open right now. We'll begin to dive into those questions here in just a moment. So, Mark, let's talk about the practical takeaways or encouragement from the study, even if the assumptions might be a little off.
Yeah, there's one giant one, Rob, and that is the power of delaying the start of your Social Security benefits. That is the power of this study in a nutshell. It's why we highlighted it for our SMI readers. And that is, again, to restate it, that working even a little bit longer and pushing your Social Security start date closer to 70 years old can meaningfully change and increase your monthly retirement income.
Yeah. Let's review. We talk about this a lot, but I think it's important because we get this question often. Let's just review the details of what happens to your Social Security benefit when you delay past full retirement age.
Yeah. So for each month that a person delays claiming their Social Security benefits beyond that full retirement age, the monthly benefit amount increases by 2/3 of 1%. Let's translate that to an annual number. That means for each year that you delay your Social Security beyond full retirement age, your benefit goes up by 8%. And that's for the rest of your life and possibly your spouse's life. So that's a big deal. A second benefit, Rob, is because Social Security benefits are themselves already indexed for inflation, that means that when you wait beyond your full retirement age to claim Social Security benefits, you're essentially buying yourself and potentially your spouse an increasingly attractive inflation-adjusted annuity. And that's a really compelling offer that can change someone's retirement savings picture quite a lot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what we're talking about here, I mean, if you take it early, 62, your first opportunity, you're going to take about a 30% reduction. If you wait until age 70, you're going to have about a 24% increase. But clearly, Mark, you gave up the benefits between full retirement age and age 70. The data I've seen, and maybe this is a moving target, but for the average retiree who waits beyond full retirement age to fully age 70, it takes about 12 and a half years to get paid back and then be kind of, quote, in the money with that 24% higher check. Is that about what you've seen?
Yeah, it is. And those are great points. It definitely means that there's a strong personalization factor to this decision, your health, your spouse's health, that sort of thing. And a lot of people, I think, tend to look at numbers like that and think to themselves, well, my chances aren't that great that I'm going to live into my, you know, mid-80s to make this worthwhile. And the only thing that I would add to the numbers that you threw out there, Rob, is that when a couple makes it to age 65 together, if they're in reasonably good health, the numbers that I've seen suggest that it's a 50% chance that at least one of those two will live to reach age 90.
Wow.
So when you think of it in that context, and again, the spousal benefit, which comes into play for most people that are retiring with Social Security, you start to look at that a little bit differently. Like, yeah, you know, even though I didn't think my odds were that good, the actuaries say that the odds for one of us making it well beyond that 82 or so point are actually maybe stronger than I think.
Yeah. Well, and going back to the original premise, I mean, for folks that haven't saved enough or feel like they haven't, having that check that's guaranteed mailbox money, 25% roughly higher than what they would have gotten if they can delay and work longer, could be a game changer. I mean, that could be the difference between balancing the budget and maintaining their lifestyle or not, right?
Oh, absolutely. Plus, there's the benefit that if you're working longer, you're adding more to your savings while you're working, and you're not drawing down your savings as long because you've got your work paycheck a little bit longer. So there are multiple angles where this is helping both increase your nest egg and make that nest egg last longer.
Well, and one other benefit on top of that, I mean, assume you're at the peak of your earning potential there in your final season of work, and you're knocking off some of those early years where you didn't make as much for your high 35, you know, you could be seeing increases on that in addition to the automatic adjustments by waiting, right?
Great point. We should have talked to you before we wrote the article. No, that's really a good additional point. And I would just emphasize, Rob, that, you know, while we're talking about, you know, working all the way to age 70 and that kind of thing, like we said with the opener here with this study, even just extending by 6 months or a year, you know, you're moving the needle a considerable amount, really every month that you're delaying that retirement decision. So it really is kind of an obvious but yet a really powerful fix for people if they're looking at their savings and feeling like they're a little short.
Mark Biller's here today. He's executive editor at soundmindinvesting.org. Back with your questions in the next segment. Stay with us.
Some would say truth is relative, and to the world, that's right. What the world considers to be truth fluctuates depending on the narrative they're trying to promote. Of course, we know truth is found in Scripture, and it never changes. The documentary, The God Who Speaks, proves the Bible's reliability as the source of real truth and reinforces our belief in it as our firm foundation. Watch it anytime at stream.afa.net. That's stream.afa.net.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
The mission of AFA is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to strengthen the moral foundations of American culture and give aid to the church here and abroad in its task of fulfilling the Great Commission. AFA upholds the truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are worthy of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
AFA is a listener-supported ministry, and one very popular way to help us fulfill the Great Commission is through the AFA Foundation. You may know about things like charitable gift annuities, bequests, trusts, and wills, but even if you don't, AFA Foundation will not only provide in-depth answers to your questions, we'll even help you set everything up so you can leave a legacy that lasts for generations. Get started today at afafoundation.net. AFAFoundation.net.
Are you a financial professional looking to grow your practice while offering advice that aligns with your Christian values? By becoming a certified Kingdom Advisor, you'll gain the biblical wisdom and professional credibility to serve clients who are seeking faith-based financial guidance. Each year, more than 75,000 people search for a certified Kingdom Advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Start your journey today by going to kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today in studio, my friend Mark Biller. He's executive editor at Sound Mind Investing. Check out this article we've been talking about today. When you head to soundmindinvesting.org, just click on Retirement Preparedness. What a difference a little time can make. While you're there, also learn more about the Sound Mind Investing newsletter and the private wealth management division of Sound Mind Investing. All right, we're going to head to the phones and talk to our amazing callers today. By the way, Mark's here answering your investing-related, retirement-related questions. If you have a question, we do have a few lines open. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'll be headed to Wendt and Donna, but we're going to start with Jackie in New York. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie. How can we help?
It's too late for me to put off retirement. I retired a little early, but I didn't start my Social Security till my full retirement age. But anyway, I have a 401k that I had received notice, ended up with a zero balance, and I got the letter in the mail the same day that they transferred the ownership, which has happened several times. So in the process, I lost like around $4,000. So it got, and plus I had no listed beneficiaries. Then I got thinking what would be best going forward. And that was with the market. Now it's up a little. Fine. I mean, I'm a very patient person. But I have that main one, which says a 401k. I have another less one that says an IRA rollover, which happened when a prior employer they froze the vested accounts anyway, and so it's less. That's around. The first one's $126,000. The smaller one is $46,000, the IRA rollover. And then I had a very small one when I went back to work, started part-time, and it was I wasn't making progress. But anyway, it says it's a 403B that's like $3,600. They would not let me take that out in cash when I retired. They said it wasn't enough. So I'm not sure if I should just stay put with that. I have savings that I can, like I purchased a car. I don't have to go into debt. I have no debt. So I have a savings that I can rely on for emergencies.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Mark, your thoughts for Jackie?
Yeah, you know, Jackie, I think that from the sounds of things, just to clarify, it sounds like you're able to pay most of your expenses from your, like, Social Security, other income. Are you actually drawing money out of these investment accounts to pay bills and that sort of thing?
No, never did that. Did not plan on it unless I purchased a house closer to my kids and grandkids and with the I retired before COVID, and everything has changed so much that I've just left all my money where it is, but I do not have to use that for anything.
Okay. Well, that's a beautiful place to be in, Jackie. It really gives you a lot of flexibility. So I guess, you know, the first thing that I would say is, from what you've described, I don't think that you need to do anything, that you necessarily have to make any changes with it. Any changes that you would make would really be like preference choices. Like if you don't think that those accounts are performing the way that you'd like them to, if they're not invested the way that you'd like them to, you know, then you could look at making some changes. sometimes leaving your money in a 401k can actually be the best thing, because sometimes those can be a very low-cost way of investing. The fees are sometimes not very prohibitive at all. Now, the other option, of course, would be like with the rollover IRA that you already have. You could roll these other two retirement accounts into either that same IRA or another rollover IRA like it at the broker of your choice. The main reason for doing that would be if you wanted to invest those in a way that you weren't able to invest through your 401k. A lot of people hear me say that and they're like, well, what would that even look like? Because all I do is invest in like index funds, the S&P 500 index or a bond index fund. And if that's the way you invest and you're happy with that, then there usually isn't a reason to move those accounts at all. It's more for people like RSMI readers who want access to a broader range of investments that the rollover will usually come into play. So that's kind of how I would frame that up. What do you see, Rob, that you would add to that?
No, I think you're exactly right. You're in a great position here, Jackie. I think the key is, to Mark's point, do you want more flexibility and opportunity to invest in a wide range of investments? And you want the simplicity of everything being in one place, just easier to manage it when you don't have three statements and three accounts to keep up with. That's where that rollover can really shine. Apart from that, if everything's working, there's no reason why you can't leave it right there. Hopefully that gives you a few things to think about. We've got just a minute left. Any follow-up questions to that, Jackie?
Through the bank, I was going to talk to a wealth management person, and he said he would roll it over, but he also would charge a fee, so I won't reschedule with him, I guess. That's good advice. But I think that tells me what I need to know.
Yeah.
The required, the minimum distribution, when should I do not pay taxes now because my income is low enough, and I should have thought of it last year. I will be 71 this month. So am I required to take out anything from this retirement?
So if you were born between July 1st of 49 and December 31st of 50, 1950, then you begin at 72. If you were between January 1st, 1951 and 1959, then you begin at 73. And your start date is April 1st of the year following the year you reach the required age. So hopefully that gives you the information you need. Back with more questions after this with Mark Biller. Stay with us.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Since 1994, Timothy Plan has shared good news with investors and advisors by offering faith-honoring mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners Limited and ETFs distributed by Foreside Funds Services, LLC. Investing involves risks, including possible loss of principal.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers Real Truth for Today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
Feeling burdened by credit card debt? As faithful stewards, we are called to manage our finances wisely. Christian credit counselors can help with a debt management program that allows you to pay off debt up to 80% faster, while honoring your commitments with integrity. Don't let debt hold you back from the life God has planned for you. Take the first step toward peace and financial freedom today. Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org.
We work, we earn, we save. But is that all there is? The book of Ecclesiastes gives us an entirely new perspective on money that impacts our day-to-day lives. FaithVise study, Wisdom Over Wealth, unpacks life-changing biblical truths about wealth, work, and contentment. This resource will help you grow in how you handle wealth by deepening your trust in God. Request your copy of the Wisdom Over Wealth Study with your gift of $35 or more by going to faithfi.com/give.
I am thoroughly looking forward to our Weekend with AFA coming up in October, where we're going to be able to meet our supporters like yourself, to fellowship, to visit our facilities here in Tupelo, and to have everyone come together for a wonderful weekend.
It's a Weekend with AFA, Thursday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 4th in Tupelo, Mississippi. Speakers will include Abraham Hamilton III, Jenna Ellis, Tim Barton, Tim Wildman, and more. Register at afa.net/weekend.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our goal, to help you see God as your ultimate treasure and manage money as a tool to accomplish His purposes. Today, we're talking about retirement, specifically for those feeling ill-prepared for this fourth quarter of life, why delaying retirement could make all the difference. We're also taking your calls and questions on retirement and investing-related questions while Mark Biller is here today. Mark is our good friend. He's executive editor at Sound Mind Investing. He's an investing expert and weighs in regularly on the broadcast. Let's head right back to the phones. Donna, you've been waiting patiently there in Texas. Go ahead. Hi, Donna. Are you with us?
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes. Sorry. I took you off of the speakerphone. Sorry.
How can we serve
you
today?
Thank you for taking my call. Yes. My granddaughter, Alexis, she's 25, and she's been offered a position with an engineering company that is an ESOP, Employee Stock Option Program. They say they're employee-owned. Is that a wise investment for her future to go with them? They also offer a 401k, but it's optional for her. Mm.
Okay, so, yeah. Mark, your thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, the ESOP is probably going to have certain terms that go along with it, and so it's hard to talk generally, you know, or at least to say whether it is or isn't a great option. Generally speaking, an ESOP is a benefit to an employee, and so being a benefit, generally those are attractive. Now, the specifics can certainly vary depending on the person's situation. So, you know, with a 401k available, you know, we always ask about what kind of match do they have and that sort of thing. I would say that the first priority for a really young person, you said, I think she was 25 years old, probably doesn't have a lot of savings at this point, may need to be building up an emergency savings reserve at the same time that they're starting to engage with these employer-related plans. The way I would look at it, Donna, I would look at the 401k first, look at the matching. I would want to get the full match on the 401k because that's guaranteed money. Now, of course, it's certainly not going to hurt to look at the terms of the ESOP plan as well. And if those are attractive terms, then I would not have any problem, putting some money into that plan alongside the more like guaranteed 401k match. And of course, again, the terms of that ESOP, you know, it could be that money is all but guaranteed too. It's just hard to know without knowing the specifics of that plan. But generally speaking, that's an added benefit. So it's, even if she doesn't take advantage of it right away, that's generally a nice thing to have at least available as an option. Rob, your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, the only downside is her savings is tied in that ESOP to one company's success, which can add some risk if it struggles, and shares are often locked in until she leaves. So I think, to Mark's point, that's why the vast majority of these firms also provide the 401k. That's where I'd start, get the benefit of that matching if there is any. And then she should understand, just as a part of evaluating the company, you know, the vesting schedule and any other benefits as she's making this decision. But at the end of the day, it's a great perk, and it can give your daughter free company stock for retirement, which is not a bad thing.
Okay. Well, it indicated that the first year you're 20% invested, then it raises each year up to 5 years to where you're 100% vested.
Okay.
And
yep.
their 401k is a 5% match.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a huge benefit. She needs to take full advantage of that first. And then I think the ESOP is a benefit on top of that. So it sounds like, at least from this part of evaluating the merits of this offer, this is a good one. And it sounds like they have a rich benefit package. Donna, thanks for your call today. Let's go to Wendt in Louisiana. Go right ahead.
Hey, Robin, Mark. How are y'all?
Hi. Doing great. Thanks for your call today.
Yeah, thank y'all for taking me. Thank y'all so much for hosting this program. I'm in my mid-30s and newly learning about investing in finance, so it's been really helpful.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
I have two questions if y'all have time. The first one, I have a couple 401s from different employers that I started with, and I was wondering if it's better to consolidate into one. I was thinking, because one of them is with Edward Jones, and I've already matched biblical values with them, I was thinking to consolidate with them. What do y'all think? That'd
yeah.
be a good move. And then,
go ahead with the second part of that as well.
And then the second question, I was thinking of opening a Roth, and I started looking at different companies, but do y'all have a recommendation for a company to open with that matches in biblical values?
Excellent. Mark, your thoughts on consolidating these as well as opening that Roth IRA?
Yeah, well, when, I don't know if you heard the conversation with Jackie a little bit earlier, but the main advantages of consolidating the 401ks would be the convenience of having them all in one place and the ability to invest those exactly the way you want if you're not able to do that in the current 401k plan location. And it sounds like you have a situation at Edward Jones where you're able to invest according to the biblical values, and maybe your other 401k you're not able to do that. So that would be a reason to potentially roll that 401k into the existing IRA or a new IRA if that needs to be the case. As far as the Roth IRA, you could opt to consolidate again with wherever you're moving the 401k money to also have the Roth IRA there. They wouldn't be the same accounts, but you would at least be only dealing with one institution that way. That may be attractive. I'll tell you what we tell our SMI readers when. You know, we have a number of different brokerages that our clients work with, all the ones you've heard of, Fidelity, Schwab, and so forth. And most of those will give you a wide variety of investing options. And so if you have a particular fund, say a particular biblically responsible investing fund or ETF that you like, you would be able to purchase that through any of these discount brokers. Fidelity and Schwab are the two big ones. They have a lot of great services for individuals. A lot of our clients use them, but there are a number of other good choices as well. So you've got a lot of options there. Rob, help make sense of all that information I just threw out.
No, I think that's exactly right. I think, you know, you could see a benefit from consolidating, especially if these are small accounts. Getting them in one place might open up some other options. As you said, you can get to a company that better aligns with your values and have even access to faith-based investment options. In terms of that Roth, you know, you could go to a Fidelity or a Schwab and, you know, have plenty of options in terms of investments that align with your values. So I think you're in great shape there. Let's do this, Wendt. You sound like you're somebody who wants to learn and you're trying to get into this whole area of investing. We're going to send you a copy of the Sound Mind Investing Handbook as our gift to you. And stay on the line. We'll get your information. I think that'll be a blessing to you as you just start to learn God's way of investing and also some real practical information. Thanks for your call today. Back with more questions after this. Bill, Betty, Tim, coming your way. Stay with us.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. One more drama playing out. Is the sky falling? Are we going into recession? Are you going to lose all of your 401k? Are you going to lose your job? Are you going to be able to afford groceries?
People better be training their kids, getting back into church, Sunday school, reading the Bible. That revolution will save this country.
We've had a political revolution. Now we need a spiritual revolution.
Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Have you added AFR on Roku? With it, you can quickly access AFR programming live.
I'm Todd Herman. Welcome to A Disciple's View.
The majority of Americans actually want to live in reality.
As well as podcasts of all your favorite shows.
Hi, this is Sandy Rios, and you're listening to Sandy Rios 24/7.
AFR on Roku is another way to stay informed, equipped, and motivated as we join together to restore godly values in our nation. AFR on Roku. Add it today.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today, put your heart into something that makes an eternal impact. Heart for Lebanon is sharing the gospel and protecting girls from early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift of $114 helps reach 3 at-risk girls with hope and a brighter future. Give generously. Text FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Or visit faithfi.com/Lebanon.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Mark Biller here today. We're talking about retirement. We started today by talking about why delaying retirement could make all the difference, especially if you feel like you're a bit behind. If you want to dig deeper into this topic, head to soundmindinvesting.org. Click on the article, Retirement Preparedness, What a Difference a Little Time Can Make. Mark is taking your questions today. We'll get to as many as we can in this final segment here today. Let's go out to Oklahoma and welcome Bill. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
My question is, I'm 67, and I draw full retirement, and my wife is 62, and she draws Social Security disability. But even at that, her disability is about a third of what I draw, and I know that she'll be eligible to draw half of mine. But does she have to wait till she's 67 to draw half of that, or since she's disabled? I didn't know if that would make a difference on that. Hmm. And thank you very much.
Yeah, Mark, thoughts on that?
You know, I do not know the answer to that. Those questions get very specific, Bill, and I don't want to give you the wrong answer. So
let me weigh in on that. I totally agree, Mark. It does get complicated. And, Bill, I will say the best option is always to make an appointment and use your own record to get the details. But your wife can draw Social Security spousal benefits based on your record now, assuming you've gone first. You have to walk through that door first. And if you're already receiving those benefits, she could take them. Now, she's going to get a reduction because she's so instead of the max 50%, you know, it's going to be lower than that, probably as low as 32% of your benefit or maybe less. If she You know, anytime you take benefits before full retirement age, that's a permanent reduction. And so I think it's about 32.5% compared to the 50%. Now, the Social Security Administration will pay her the higher of her own disability benefit or the spousal benefit, but not both combined. So if her disability benefit is higher, she will continue to receive that amount. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that's what I say. Her disability amount is, like I say, it's about a third of what mine is right now. And I knew, you know, normally exactly, I'd looked into it. I mean, you can read that up on there, but I didn't know the fact if you're disabled, you know, she draws 100% on hers of what she would have. And still at that, it's still like, you know, a third of mine. So I didn't know if the disability would up hers drawing off mine also, but it sounds like you're saying it wouldn't. So anyway, yeah. I appreciate it very much, sir.
You are welcome. Yeah, I would say that there are some differences related to disability impact, but I'm not aware of where that would automatically increase it. I think she would still be looking at the same benefit for taking it early. The question would just be which benefit is higher. But again, I would recommend you get that appointment set with Social Security and walk through that just to be sure. Bill, we appreciate your call today. Thanks for being on the program. Let's go to Oregon. Hi, Betty. How can we help?
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. My situation is this. I'm 70, well, a little more than 70 and a half. And, you know, required minimum distributions start at 73. I've been doing the qualified giving now since I was eligible at 70 and a half.
Right.
But I'm going to have a big tax hit because the majority of my investments is in traditional IRA. I do have a Roth, but like I said, the bulk of it is in traditional, which I have to draw at 73. So is there a way to lessen the tax bite on that other than converting to Roth, which I already did once a portion, and that was a huge tax hit. But so is that the only way, or are there other mechanisms to reduce the tax hit?
Yeah, are you?
I'm hoping that.
Go ahead.
Well, I was hoping that the no tax on Social Security would happen, but I don't know. Do you know anything about that?
It's too early, to know what's going to happen there. It is certainly being debated. Are you planning to take out more than you would like to give charitably from this account?
I'm going to do all of my giving from that account, period. I mean, all of my, like my tithing and everything from that account. But I don't need more is the thing.
Okay. So if you basically just give through the qualified charitable distribution an amount equal to the required minimum each year, starting at age 73, then you won't ever pay any tax. Because when it goes straight to a charity, it does not get added to your taxable income, thereby allowing you to satisfy the required minimum and never pay tax on the money as it comes out.
Okay. Where can I find a chart where I could approximate what that RMD is in fact going to be? Is there a website or something where I could look that up?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just irs.gov. They publish that information there for you. And you could just go look up, you know, what your balance is and what your age is, and it would give you the factor to use. It's called the IRS's Uniform Lifetime Table. And, you know, it would calculate your annual required minimum for you based on the information, you know, you would provide.
Okay. Because I'd rather give it to my charitable causes than.
Well, and that's the beauty of the qualified charitable distribution, Betty, is that money went in tax deferred, but it can come out tax free. You don't get the deduction, but it's never added to your taxable income so long as it goes straight from the IRA custodian to your church or other 501c3 ministry. And as long as that qualified charitable distribution each year is equal to or greater than your required minimum, well, you've satisfied your required minimum and you don't add $1 to your taxable income for the year.
Perfect. That's the way around it. I love it. That's perfect.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your call today.
And that works.
I love it. I love that you're a giver. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling. To Texas. Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm 61 and I'm 8 years older than my wife. So my question is kind of twofold. So if I file, say I'm 66, my wife's 58, and I file for Social Security and I decease, does her payment is it the same till she passes away? And then another thing, if I decease now, and say we never file, say I wanted to wait till 67, I deceased, and does that, when can she file? Can she file as if I was still alive? I would have been filing at 67, or does she now have to wait till she's eligible age, if that makes sense?
Yeah, so she can't draw survivor's benefits on your Social Security immediately, unless she's caring for a child under 16 or who is disabled. She would need to wait until at least age 60 to begin receiving survivor's benefits, with the option to receive a reduced benefit then, or wait until her own full retirement age for the full amount of your full retirement age benefit.
Okay. So if I do file and we get a monthly income from Social Security, and then I'm deceased, that monthly income will continue at that point for her. Is that correct?
Would then claim a survivor's benefit, and it would only continue at the same level if she's at full retirement age or older.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this is, it's complicated. All right. Well, I think that helps. I think your suggestion for Bill to get an appointment and get it all sorted out might be a good idea. I didn't know we could do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can. But I think the key is anytime she's taking it early, she's going to have a reduction, whether it's the spousal benefit or the survivor's benefit. But she has the ability to get 100% of your benefit if she waits until her full retirement age. Okay. So I think, you know, that's the key idea that needs to go along with that. Tim, thanks for your call today. I hope that helps you. We appreciate it. Mark, let's come full circle to where we started today. You know, we opened by talking about those folks that are feeling ill-prepared for retirement. And we talked about working longer. We talked about delaying Social Security. But there are some other financial advantages to working longer, too. And I'd love for you to kind of tie a bow on this today.
Yeah, so you've got multiple benefits like we were talking about earlier, Rob. You know, one, you are, while you continue to work, you're able to add to your nest egg. Two, you're not drawing down your nest egg because you haven't retired yet, so you don't need to pull money out of the account. Your nest egg doesn't have to last as long. And then the big one is that Social Security benefit is ramping up at a rate of essentially 8% per year, plus that's going to be inflation adjusted down the road. So those are a few big ones. We actually touched on a couple others. There are a number of these benefits that all come together. So while it's emotionally perhaps not real appealing to continue working once you've kind of set your eye on a particular date or a particular age to retire, it really can be a very simple kind of emergency release valve if you're looking at your numbers and saying, you know, we really have not saved quite enough. Just delaying that even by a short time can really move the needle.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, folks, if you want to dig into this a little bit deeper, this article is phenomenal. We'll give you a lot of great insights. Just head to soundmindinvesting.org. Just click on Retirement Preparedness. What a difference a little time can make. While you're there, you can check out the SMI newsletter and all the benefits of membership at Sound Mind Investing and the SMI private client group. Mark, always a joy to have you, my friend. Thanks for stopping by.
Always my pleasure, Rob.
All right. We'll talk to you real soon. That's Mark Biller. He's executive editor at Sound Mind Investing and underwriter of this program. Folks, thanks for being along with us today. I hope today has been a blessing to you as well as very practical and helpful. Big thanks to my team today, Taylor Standridge, Sandy Dickinson, Devin Patrick, and everybody here at FaithFi. For the entire team, I'm Rob West. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.